Hey, Jeremy.
Oh, whoa, how you doing?
Hey, living the dream. Living the dream. How
How's
you
it
doing?
been? I
Business is booming. Business is
business.
booming.
Yeah, it's business season for you, right?
Dude, it's fucking ridiculous. We just had this most insane project this past week. Like a
Was
big
that
ass.
the did you do Sistine Chapel?
Nah, not the Sistine Chapel. It's just a really big
Uh,
house that.
that's
Hey, Jeremy.
oh, whoa, how you doing?
Hey, living the dream. Living the dream. How
How's
you
it
doing?
been? I
Business is booming. Business is
business,
booming.
yeah, it's business season for you, right?
Dude, it's fucking ridiculous. We just had this most insane project this past week. Like a
Was
big
that
ass.
the did you do Sistine Chapel?
Nah, not the Sistine Chapel. It's just a really big
Uh,
house that.
that's
Hey, Jeremy.
oh, whoa, how you doing?
Hey, living the dream. Living the dream. How
How's
you
it
doing?
been? I
Business is booming. Business is
business,
booming.
yeah, it's business season for you, right?
Dude, it's fucking ridiculous. We just had this most insane project this past week. Like a
Was
big
that
ass.
the did you do Sistine Chapel?
Nah, not the Sistine Chapel. It's just a really big
Uh,
house that.
that's
Dude, I have no idea what's going on right now. I really.
last time this happened last time and we kind of fixed it, didn't we?
No, yeah, last time I put it on speaker and this is what happened.
Are you on Wi-Fi or no?
No Wi-Fi. I'm gonna put you on my headphones now.
Are
Next.
you standing still?
Yeah, I'm standing still right now. I'm not
Okay,
moving.
okay. Okay. So we're good. Should we just not talk and if we just stay in silence, maybe it'll last.
Yeah, no, I don't know, man. That's not worth it. What's good, man? What's popping? How's
Yeah.
life? How you living?
Could be better 'cause I died last week, which kind of sucked.
Oh man.
Yeah, so
No.
that's whack. So that's basically we'll use that as an excuse of why we haven't talked in a while.
Oh
Basically,
man.
had a wild couple of weeks, but I'm back ready to boogie down.
Jay Boogie in the house.
Yeah, so what's new with you?
Not much, man. Fucking work's been kicking my ass. I've been just grinding it out. I've been just. Oh, it's been getting crazy, man. It's been getting real crazy with work. It's good, you know. It's a good problem to have, you know. Just keeping busy. I've been doing a lot of fucking work in Hoboken. I've been getting a lot of interest in Hoboken, dude,
Yeah,
recently.
a bunch of
So,
new couples moving in.
yeah, a lot of like, dude, the Hoboken real estate market is ridiculous. It's like basically an
Yeah.
extension of New York, you know, because you're literally closer to the city than most other places, you know, in New
Yeah.
York. So it's moving. I'm sitting.
If we have to do this 20 seconds at a time, we're making a fucking episode.
I love it.
So, yo, there's parts of Williamsburg right now that are like $2,000 a room, right, to live in. There's the way you get to Manhattan, whatever fucking tunnel it is, needs construction. It's going to take 1 or 3 years to fix. The people who live there basically are screwed for the next 3 years. Everyone's going to move out of Manhattan. The market in New York is insane. It makes no sense to me.
Dude, it makes no fucking sense. But one of my clients, right? He's like this old rich dude,
Three
like
seconds.
that made money that made money in Manhattan, like back in the day, where he was talking about like buying like all these buildings and stuff. He's saying the reason why it's so fucking ridiculous is because it's foreign money. It's not even it's not Americans buying this shit up, you know? It's the foreigners. And it's the
Yeah.
rich as foreigners where they're just trying to diversify. Like, you know, if you're
No,
a
you know
rich,
what country it is.
what, China?
China and Russia, yeah.
Yeah, dude, the Chinese and the Russians, because their governments aren't as stable. Or, I mean, it's stable, but you just never know, right, within those types of countries. And they just want some diversification, just a safe haven. They don't care how much it is. They just want to have something elsewhere, you know? And apparently, like, America, like, New York City, like, what's the better place to have it, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, and the market, man, it just doesn't fucking make sense. It just doesn't make sense.
You also know? Get benefits, too. If you invest a certain amount, you're, like, more likely to get citizenship and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, that's what they do. They yeah, there's a whole thing about foreigners having babies in the U.S. and then moving back just so that their kids could have U.S. citizenship and stuff, too. You know, that was apparently a big problem, too, you know? But, like, yeah, man, like, Hoboken real estate, like, it's crazy, man. Like, a lot of younger people, like, yeah, are there, but you get, like, a fucking 500-600-square-foot condo and you're paying, like, fucking $400,000 to $500,000 for it, you know, and you're not even like in the main area. Like, dude, like, it's just so crazy. Like, these 1,000-square-foot condos are going for over $1 million, and it's just like, I don't know. It's crazy, but there's money there, you know, and I've been just getting more and more business there. It's because it is younger professionals, and I just connect better with them, you know. I guess there's just a level of trust, right? Like. You know,
yeah, for sure.
They could relate better. So it's I just hate working there, though, because it's just so much traffic and everything. But, you know, it's but that's why I could charge more, because of those hassles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool, man. Like, I just Jenny just came by for a week. We were together. We went to the spa. I got a facial for the first time. Yeah, that was an experience, bro. Dude, this woman, I had this, like, a European woman doing my face, and she was just like, "When was your last facial?" I was like, "Never." She's going through everything with
me. What about the facial I gave you?
Oh, dude, that doesn't count. That's a different type of facial, Jer. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. No, man. So, dude, she was just like, she got like to this one area on my face where it's just like, it. I guess it just didn't stop, like, because they do extractions where they like pop like blackheads and stuff. But there's this one spot she was just like, oh, and she was like breathing hard doing my face and stuff, and she was like, she was just like, oh, like, I never seen something like this before, like, you know, and she just like. I don't know, man. It was quite. She's like telling me I gotta come back every 4 to 6 weeks, but like, I don't know.
That sounds like, awesome.
Yeah, no, I felt pretty clean, like pretty good, like, you know, like. But we thought like we had this like whole package or whatnot. We went through like a facial, like a massage, and this and that, and then like we they, like, gave us some, like, chocolates and wine, right? And, like, we were just, like, chilling, drinking. We finished it, and we're like, oh, I guess it's over. Like, we should go, you know? So we got dressed, and then we're walking out, and they're like, whoa, 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 we're not done yet, you know? And, like, so, like, we had to, like, undress again and, like, get into these robes. And, like, we, like, it was, like, a salt therapy bed or something. And we were just, like, in there and, like, the temperature was way too hot, and like we were just sweating our asses off. And then later they came and they're like, is it too hot? And we're just like, yeah, it's fucking freaking so, we're sweating our asses off in here, you know. It was, oh no, it was an experience. It was good, but like, I couldn't do much because I had this crazy project going on, you know, like during the meantime.
This is in New Jersey.
Yeah, in New Jersey. Like, I had to stay in, we planned this trip like months ago, but then like I booked this project last minute, and I said like I'm only gonna take it if I make, you know, good money on it, you know. And we got done with this project in 5 days, like a 6,000-square-foot house in 5 days.
Damn.
And
hopefully he's not listening, because you just ripped him off.
No, he got quality work, and not many people could deliver what he got. And you know, it's the level of quality professionalism. Like, he was very happy, you know. And I really believe I deserved every penny of that, you know. like for sure. Nice. Like, and it was
every penny or every Satoshi.
Every Satoshi, dude. How crazy is crypto's coming back? The market's coming back. It's looking ripe. What's good with Dig, man?
Yeah, I mean, Dig is holding steady. Nothing's gonna happen until news comes out, but yeah. We don't need to talk about that. But for the market, so you say it's coming back. So basically, I think people have noticed we don't talk unless like things are going well, because it just gives you energy. But basically, so something I'm like recommitting to, like, that's something that I've preached since I started, because I heard it from someone else and I was like, oh, it makes the most sense. Read more about it, and I was like, yeah, this is definitely the way to go. Is dollar cost averaging. So basically, like, the last 6 months, crypto was at, like, or Bitcoin specifically was at, like, 20,000, went all the way down to, like, 6,000, and has steadily picked up. It's at, like, 9,000-something right now. But basically, if you dollar-cost average, if you have the same amount that you're just investing every month, it doesn't matter what Bitcoin's at. You're just putting in the same every month, and you're not going to have all the emotion that plays into it and be like, oh, I missed out when it was at 6, or oh, I put too much in when it was 20. So basically what I'm committing to is every time I talk to you, every time we have these podcasts, I am going to put in $100 of fiat into Bitcoin. And that's kind of going to be my a little bit of a radar to dollar cost average.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it makes sense, right? It averages out through it all. But this is what I think, right? Fucking believe in crypto. It is the fucking future, right? There's just no doubt about it. Like, the efficiency, the utility of it, like the potential of it, is just undeniable. It is gonna create a whole other industry, it's gonna put our economy to another whole nother level. The global economy, there's gonna be so much that's gonna come out of crypto that I believe, I don't care if it goes up that up or down a little bit, but I really believe if you buy now, you're getting a deal. You know,
But are you all in right now, or how are you like putting your money in?
I'm all in. I'm all in, and I just keep buying. You know, whenever I have money to buy, I just buy. I don't really wait for the price. You know, I just buy.
How much do you wait till you have to put in? Are you literally putting in $100, $400, $500?
No, I mean, like, the thing is I put it, like, because I have a business, like, it's not a set number that I get every week, you know? Like I put at least, I would say at least, now I'm, like, trying to put at least, like, 1,000, like, a week, you know?
Okay, hell yeah, boy.
I believe in it. It's, like, how I see it, it's, like, I could have that $1,000 and save it, right? I could just have it, and it's just sitting around. I could earn, like, what, less than 1%, like, in the bank? Yep. Or I could put it in the market, you know? But, like, I really don't know too much about that, you know? But, I mean, I theoretically could do that.
And also, were talking about Jenny. I think one of the big things you spend money on right now, aside from your business, is, like, plane tickets to see Jenny.
Yeah.
So I told you, BTCtrip.com, BitcoinTrip.com, you can buy plane tickets with Bitcoin.
BTCtrip.com. Yeah, no, that's so true.
That was one of the big things for me, because it was like I had like 3 plane tickets I had to buy in the last couple months. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, I gotta make sure I have enough money for those, or my credit card, whatever.
Right.
And I was like, hey, just get Bitcoin, and then when you're a week away from your ticket, just get the ticket with Bitcoin. And obviously it can go badly sometimes, but the way it played out is I got Bitcoin. Bitcoin went up like 30%, got my ticket, and more or less it's like you got your ticket for 30% discount.
Yeah, but in turn, what I'm concerned – wait, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go on the website right now.
Yeah, go on.
Because this is my whole thing about it, right? So, like, I always buy my tickets on Google, right? Because the reason I buy my tickets on Google is because, I feel like it's the cheapest. I get the best deal, you know, because you know I'm Korean. I want a deal. Like I'm a value guy, you know. I don't mind paying for what I get, you know, but I just feel like some stuff is just way too overpriced. It's just not worth it, you know. You're just brand name. You just buying it for the brand. So let's see. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna go with. They should have my airport. Okay. Because it's newer.
Yeah,
okay.
it's a foreign, it's not an American company, so they won't be the same names all the time.
Okay.
So like I bought a ticket and it said Philadelphia with an F. And my girlfriend Lindsay was like, I think you just bought a fake ticket. I was like, yeah, I bought a fake ticket with my fake money. And I was like, you can meet me at the terminal. And when they tell me that I'm an idiot, I'll give you a bunch of cash to get a real ticket.
Whoa. Yo, what's 0.05 BTC right now? Do some math for me.
500.
It's $500?
Mm-hmm.
So they're making me pay $500 for this flight, right?
To where?
To LA. So for those that don't know,
round trip.
I'm currently in a long distance relationship with someone in,
mm-hmm. in Los Angeles. I'm going Angeles. To LA on Wednesday.
What for?
Rashawn's wedding.
Oh, what? He's getting married?
Yep.
Damn, bro. That's crazy.
And I got the tickets there with Bitcoin.
Dang. Wait, so you and Lindsay are going together?
Yeah, if the Bitcoin ticket works with Philadelphia River now.
Yeah. Holy shit. Wait, so BTC trip. So you said that's $500 right now, right? So let me just see. EWR to LAX.
You're going to prove my point. You're going to prove my point badly. I'm not going to lie.
No.
It's going to be more. It's going to be more money. It's going to be more money on Bitcoin trip, without a doubt. It's going to be more.
Yeah, but let's see how much more.
All right.
Because, look, you got to think about it, because if you put your money into Bitcoin, right, like, the chances are it's going to increase in value, especially right now. A lot of people think it's the bottom right now, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. Yep. So okay. My main thing that messed me up was I was like, oh, you just need to buy it, like, you need to wait for a day where you're like, oh, this is a good day to buy it. So last week, I was like, oh, I found a good day. I was like, today's a good day to buy it. And it was the day before the day I needed. And you can't get tickets on the site for one day in advance. It needs to be at least 2 days in advance. So that's something to take note.
I hear you. I wonder if the 2 days advance ticket is much more expensive, because you know on Google, like, it is more expensive if you go early, like last minute, you know. So like,
yeah, my feeling is I think that this is a complete speculation, but I think the site just buys tickets like a couple from cash? A bunch of sites, yeah, uh-huh. like a couple weeks ago, and then they basically just sell it. It seems like that's kind of what they do.
Or they, if they're smart, they could link this. So whenever you buy it, they just buy it off of Google in dollars. You know what I mean? If that'd be the smarter. That, but look, bro. But
this I is think a that's great harder business. To do,
dude. But this is a great business idea, because look, there's so much margin. There could be room for other players, yeah. Man. You know, because
want to hear better business? Want to hear better business?
What
in Australia? There's a website called Living Room of Satoshi,
uh-huh.
And you can pay all of your bills with Bitcoin.
That's a good business. It's like a business where right now a supplemental business right now is like just using fiat with using your association should
set a record. We will record every 20 seconds if we have to.
That was longer than 20, bro. That was longer than
20. Yeah, no, that was a good one. But yeah, so Living Room of Satoshi, you can pay your bills with Bitcoin.
Yeah,
I would pay $5 extra each bill if I could do that.
Yeah, so here's the thing, right, is you'd be willing to pay $500 extra, right? So, like, even with BTC Trip, right? So, like, let's see the margin, right? Because on Google, I could get my cheapest flight on Google is $340, but that's only for the, like, the worst times, right? So, I could get another one for $400, right? Whereas with BTC right now, oh, wait, are you sure that's five? I think that's 450, isn't it? Isn't it $9,000? What BTC right now?
Yeah, so I'm just making up numbers.
Yeah, 0.05 is 450. So you're paying potentially an additional $100. Anywhere between $50 to $100 extra by using this. So like if you create a business that as a competitor you make, you know, you say like $20, $10, there's a huge margin. Right now, BTC Trip doesn't have any competitors, so they could utilize they could have these margins, you know? But once somebody else gets in, because really, what does it cost for them to create this site? You know, not much. You know, I don't think much at all. Wait, do they only take doggy coin and Litecoin?
The hardest part is getting lawyers and figuring out the regulation, because like regulation probably didn't exist a year ago, but like now you definitely have to register if you're in America with SEC and everything else.
Really? I wonder what it takes for you to just open up a shop and be like, you know, like we buy gold. It's like I buy Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. It's like come to me.
Yeah,
I buy it.
Charlie Shrem is one of like the pioneers of Bitcoin. He's like 28 years old. He just got out of jail for doing that in like 2013.
Wait, so why did he go to jail for it?
Because basically they said he knew he was laundering money. So do you know who Ross Ulbricht is?
All right, so they probably caught him laundering money. I'm saying like open up a shop.
No. No. They're so mad right now at like the whole system that they will like just make up whatever they want to get you. So like Ross Ulbricht is the guy who made the pirate the fucking Silk Road or whatever, like that marketplace
online.
Yeah. So you'd think he'd get, like, what, maybe 5 years in jail for making that? He's serving life in jail.
Yeah, but also the purpose is, like, Silk Road sold, like, drugs and shit. Like,
So they basically got him for every single crime that was ever committed on Silk Road.
Yeah.
Even though he's just, like, the creator of the platform. So, like, that's what they did with this guy, Charlie Shrem, is he did trade bitcoinlive.com, or like he basically had a place in New York where you could give him $10,000 and get Bitcoin.
Right.
And basically, he honestly, in my opinion, was pretty much innocent, but they got him there like, yo, you didn't ask enough questions when you were accepting the money. And when it got to a certain point, you were accepting $100,000. You had the capacity to know that you were like helping launder money or whatever.
But isn't that true though, to a point? Like, who has $100,000 in cash? Not many people, you know. Who has? Most people now carry credit cards, debit cards. Most people don't carry over $1,000 in cash, or let alone $100 in cash, you know. So like, in from that standpoint, I agree. But I'm saying creating a plan where you know it's legitimate. Like, you're helping businesses, right? You're like, hey, like, you could start accepting Bitcoin now by using our system, right? And whatever Bitcoin you get, we give you cash for, you know? Just like how people use credit cards, right? Instead of the credit cards fees, pay us a small fee, you know, to take Bitcoin. We'll match the credit card fees, right?
I think that's an awesome idea. I think we should do it. The hardest part is going to be the legality and the fucking literally track. That's what they're going to kind of want.
But it's blockchain technology, Jer. It's on the internet. Everything is there. Yeah, it's a little bit of organization and just keeping it in track. But theoretically, every single transaction is on the blockchain, you know?
Yeah, but you don't know who it's from. So what if there's this person who did a $200,000 deposit? So no, then 3 months later, you track it and you're like, oh, this was illegal. you can't find
out. No, but that's a $200,000. I'm talking about doing small stuff. Like, and this helps with adoption and utilization. Like a 7-Eleven, like a convenience store, like a deli, like a restaurant, you know, like where you spend less than $100. Cause most stuff that people pay for is less than $100. Like getting into mortgage and stuff like that. Yeah. That's going to be a lot tougher and whatnot. But like, dude, like it's, but by doing, there's just so much opportunity with cryptocurrency right now. It's ridiculous. Like, it's such a new industry, and so many industries are underdeveloped, but like this helps with it just helps them save money, and it just creates a more efficient process. Like, it just makes sense. This, I saw a video on a YouTube video on what was it called? It's like how Fortune 500 businesses will eventually start using blockchain technology that aren't necessarily in the finance sector, you know, through the utility of like coupons and gifts and awards, you know? Like,
yeah. Without a doubt. Everything is going to be automatic. So it's like, I'm sorry to cut you off, but like to piggyback on what you're saying is basically like right now a coupon says if you go here 10 times, you get a free coffee. Right. Blockchain is going to make that whole thing automatic where every time.
Sucker.
20 seconds at a time, baby.
Yeah, man. It just gets me so excited. There's just so much opportunity in it. If you really want to, like, you know, it's like I'm stuck because this is a topic that I am absolutely passionate about. Like, I light up when I talk about this stuff, and I literally talk about it with every single client too of mine, you know, like, and we talk about it and they get more and more interested in their, they have enough interest that they want to jump in right away. They just want to see how I do, you know. Let me know like how that works out, you know, like maybe I'll get into it a little later, right? But it's like, it's like I just feel like if you really try to understand it, because it's not something that's simple to understand, because I didn't get it for the first time that I read about it or I thought about it or, you know, I tried to understand it. But as I read about it more, I talk about it more, I talk to people, you know, I analyze, like, it's like you understand it more and more and you just get more and more excited, you know? It's it's great. It's like I want to be more involved in it. Like, it's definitely taken up a lot of my other time. You know, I just read, you know, like what's going on. What about the whole thing about with the NASDAQ, how they're interested in being an exchange, bro? Did you read about that?
I did. Yeah, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, so to stop you real quick though on saying you're trying to get more involved and whatnot. So I have taken the first big step and then I fucked up the last 2 months in a row, but I swear next month I'm going to get it. But basically there's a lot of meetups and people I feel like need to look on Facebook, need to look on Google, whatever, at these meetups. So there's one tonight. It was literally half a mile from my house. It's for 3 hours and the people you meet at these meetups, like we've said this before, everyone who's involved in blockchain right now is like a big time player. Right. So like if you go to this meetup, you're going to meet someone who's like literally the next fucking Elon Musk or Steve Jobs. Cause like the space is that small. So it's super, super smart to go to these meetups and it's super dumb to not go, which is what I've been doing.
Yeah.
But basically like, I think I'm trying to go to all these meetups. I'm trying to meet everyone because right now it's the easiest way to meet the most influential people of like the next 20 years.
That's absolutely
and
true.
I told you about the kid from my high school who like started Steam.
Right.
How did he start Steam? He went to meetups. He met Dan Larimer, who's like top 10 OGs in crypto right now. And he pitched an idea. And like the space is so small that if you pitch an idea, you meet the right person, you literally could be at the forefront of this whole thing.
That's how he did like, it?
Dude, he started going to meetups in 2013.
Wow.
And he met Dan Lammer. Dan Lammer is worth $900 million right now.
Holy shit.
Dan Lammer is the creator of BitShares, I believe, and then EOS. So EOS is huge hype.
Huge.
I was told to buy EOS. Yeah, I was told to buy EOS at $1. It's at like 13 now.
Yeah.
And then BitShares is like has been around for a while. It's like less than $1. But people say that's supposed to be a really good currency also. And then Steam literally is changing the game where like you create content to get
it's genius.
Crypto.
It's a great,
which
great
is,
idea.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
So, but like that guy, literally Dan Lammer was a normal dude in 2013. A kid from my high school met him, said, "Here's my idea." They created Steam, and literally it's a $1 billion company right now.
That's nuts, bro. That is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. There's so much opportunity. You could utilize this in every single industry in some way. Eventually people are going to think about it. Like, this is it, man. This is our time. Like, in our generation, like, there's nothing that's going to have such an impact like this. I mean, as of right now, you know, this is going to have a profound impact on the whole world. You know?
Yeah.
It's insane. This is going to literally just really redistribute wealth all throughout the world. Because it's not just the really rich are really not getting into this yet. You know? They're really not in.
I think they are. I think they are.
They are, but I feel like it's more so, it's like the more people that are adopting it right now are younger. And in countries that aren't like in a lot of third world countries too, you know, because the economies are more volatile, right? So like,
yeah, without doubt. But I also think though that like, who's a rich person? Let's say Elon Musk. That's completely random. But I feel like Elon Musk is like, yo, this shit is gonna affect my $1 billion wealth, the $1 billion that I'm worth. Is about to be worth half that because this is going to be worth more.
Right.
And I feel like a person like him is saying, "Hey, yo, this is bullshit." And then he's under the table buying because he's like, "Fuck." You know what I mean? I think that's happened a lot where all the rich people are saying, "No, yeah, it sucks," but they're buying it up because they know this is literally
risking. Yeah, but they're buying it up, Jer, but like I feel like however much they have in their crypto portfolio, there's people out in the world that have started with like a very like a 0.01% of wealth of Elon Musk's net worth, right? And have as much or maybe even more crypto than Elon Musk, you know? Like,
right. But do you know how much, Bitcoin is controlled by the top like 100?
Yeah, there's not many addresses. I think I read like 70 some or thousands.
Yeah.
There's not many, you know, that
and you know who controls it, unfortunately, or like a lot of it.
What, the Winklevoss is?
No.
Satoshi?
But like the countries that have the most are China, North Korea, and Russia, as far as I've
the
heard.
Most. But here's the thing is like I don't believe like look, the internet first was Netscape, you know? Like the shit evolves, the shit changes. Like, yeah, like Bitcoin has a pioneer advantage, but like, there's no guarantee that Bitcoin is gonna last, right? Like, and because of that, it might not last because such very few people have it. You know, it's very top heavy. So like, eventually, like people are gonna move on to that. They're gonna learn from that. We gotta realize this industry is still so young, right? Like, think about Amazon when the internet first came out. Right, Amazon started as a fucking bookstore, you know. I used Amazon to buy books in college, and then
look, you read books?
No, to buy college books. Buy college books are cheap.
Okay.
I never bought a book before in my life. No, I actually bought books when I wanted to learn about technical analysis, to learn crypto. You know, that's when I bought books was to learn TA. You know, but yeah, dude, it's it's crazy, dude. It's fucking nuts. Like, it's like eventually there's gonna be an Amazon brewing up, you know? Like, there's
that's companies us. That has that's us, baby.
Yeah, dude. Mm. Like, you gotta dream, man. You gotta dream. It ain't worth living.
I've been leaning more and more towards starting my own crypto. I think
I'm contemplating even like stopping my business, you know, but like I can't because I put so much time into it. It's like so tough.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm making my good money.
I go back to what you just said about Amazon. It's like Bezos, when he started Amazon, said, I'm starting this company, like, not to start a book company, because I know the internet is the future.
Right.
And he's like, whatever I do, I need to have a company on the internet, because I know that's what it's at. And it's like, yo, I kind of want to just follow that for blockchain. And it's like, yo, I know blockchain's the future. I don't care if my company is paying other people's bills, which is actually a fucking sick idea.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, if we get involved in blockchain and we know what's up now, we're 20 years ahead of everyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I know. You are. It's still early right now, man. Like, there's so much opportunity.
There's so much to learn. Like, there's so much to learn, and there's so much not even to learn, to create. Like, dude, this shit is not it's not in stone now. You can make it what it is.
Yeah, dude, like, literally... Cool. Literally, bro, if blockchain was where it was at when, you know, I was contemplating, like, when I left Liberty Mutual and I was like thinking about businesses and whatnot, I would have definitely started a crypto business, bro. 100%. You know, I would have not gotten into what I got into now, but
that proves it right there. We just gotta do it. We'll do it at night. Let's do it, baby. We got to start a crypto company.
Dude, but I'm an all-in motherfucker, you know? When I'm in, like, kind of deal. Like, ah, shit, man. Like, it's like I got so much skin now in the game, and it's like to throw away. What about
talking all this game, you're all in. You keep hanging up on the phone calls. You're talking about all in.
Yeah, man, I'm all in, dude. Like, I gotta give it my all, bro. Like, cause I know at any second, any moment, this phone could stop.
Whatever. I know.
Crypto business, man. Business crypto. Like, there's so much fucking opportunity, dude. Like, it really is. Really fucking.
Yep, it's wide open.
It's wide open.
Something else we've mentioned too that I think is like super important to think is like half the reason adoption isn't as quick as it should be is because people are old. And it's like, yo, as kids are graduating college and getting jobs, those kids are going to put money into crypto. The 70-year-olds and 80-year-olds who have stock portfolios, like, there's no point. That's not going to happen. But like, as that money switches hands and it goes to younger generation, it's gonna go to crypto. It's a matter of time.
Yeah.
So,
dude, I just want to even just create like a retail shop, like learn about crypto, just learn more about it, you know, just see what it's about, learn how to buy it, learn how to use it, you know, like just learn about it, you know, like, I don't know, like, cause I just feel like once you really understand it, like you're going to believe it. It just makes sense. It just makes too much sense. Yeah. You know?
I mean, something I've been doing, I think that helps a lot. I basically, when I meet someone who has like a little bit of interest in it, or I can tell like, oh, they kind of like the idea, I make them download the Bread wallet. Bread wallet's super dope. And literally, once they download the wallet, within 3 minutes, I send them 20, 30 bucks. And then they own Bitcoin. And once you own Bitcoin, I feel like it's way, like they're going to look at CoinMarket every day. They're going to see that $20 turn to 26 and then turn to 18 and then turn to 30.
Right.
And then like that's just going to get that person involved. And it's like every person you meet that's kind of into it, just be like, yo, download Bread Wallet. Let me send you $10 and just send them $10. And like, I don't know. I think that's like the best way to just get people
Dude, I think I should start doing that for all my clients, bro.
Do it.
Like, well, as like a token of appreciation, it's like, hey, download this, and I send them some Bitcoin.
Yep. It, dude, I'm telling you, too, I think you're going to be like, no, I'm going to lose money, but I think you're going to make money. 5% discount Bitcoin. I'm telling you.
5% discount Bitcoin?
Yeah, you will be viral on the internet just from saying that.
By giving a 5% discount with my problem is not all like, dude, out of all of my clients, I had one client that owned a little bit of Ethereum because of his daughter. His daughter wanted to buy it, so he's like, he gave them, he put up the money so that they get it, you know?
Like, that was, yeah, but if there's someone who you're like, yo, I'll tell you how to buy Bitcoin for no fees.
Uh-huh.
He's like, yeah, if you just take an hour to do what I say, you save 5%.
Uh-huh.
Why wouldn't they do it? I feel like someone would do that.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I mean, the thing is right now they get a cash discount. I give cash discounts, you know? So, like...
Yeah.
So, like...
Well, that's pretty dope, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, that's both ways are, I mean, the thing about the Bitcoin is not, it's because a lot of people don't have it, you know? That's the only thing.
Yeah, the reason people don't have it, though, is because of utility.
Yeah, but they would need more than 5% discount. Like, if I give them a 20% discount, they'll be like, ah, shit.
Right.
Like, yeah, like, you know?
Whatever it is, but if people knew that they could get a paint job, and then they could also get a plane ticket, and they can also get electronics on Newegg, and they can also do this, it's like, the reason I'm like, every time I get a paycheck, I put most of it in Bitcoin is because I know I can spend the majority of it on things that I like will more or less spend it on anyway, you know? Mm-hmm. So if more people realize...
Good night. I forgot to say good night.
Did you see Dig?
No, it was good.
10 cents.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Why?
Probably nothing.
What's the volume?
I don't know. I just got a text. I'm trying to check.